This is Ozarks at Large. In 2 weeks, there will be cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The cuts are part of the expected end to money provided to the program by a federal recovery injection of finances 4 years ago. The $5 billion was placed into SNAP as an effort to boost local economies. The additional money is scheduled to end, or sunset, on November 1st. It's estimated by the federal government that Arkansas will lose about $52 million in federal support on November 1st, and food banks and others in the state are preparing.
Problem is, up till now, very few people were aware that we were on that threshold.
Ken Kupchick is the Director of Marketing and Development at the River Valley Regional Food Bank in Fort Smith.
We have over 690,000 people in Arkansas alone receiving SNAP benefits, and everyone takes a cut.
Kupchick says he's concerned now because most households receiving SNAP benefits have already received their last disbursement before the November 1st reductions take effect. He says most disbursements are on the 1st, 10th, or 15th of each month. And he says food banks and the agencies who use food banks are trying to make as many people aware as possible about the cuts. The River Valley Regional Food Bank has about 220 member agencies who distribute food and other items, and each of those agencies has been given notices and flyers in English and Spanish about the approaching changes.
Even still, from Northwest Arkansas to West Central Arkansas, we're talking 60,000 families that are going to all of a sudden feel a pinch. Now, they may be able to cope, they may be able to adjust their spending, or it may hit them very hard. We really don't know.
The cuts in benefits will depend on the number of people in each household and may sound small at first. A household of one, for example, could lose about $11 of a $200 monthly disbursement beginning in November. A household of four could, say, lose $36 from a $668 monthly disbursement, a loss that totals to just over $430 over the course of a year. Ken Kupchick says a little, though, can mean a lot when families are struggling.
In roundabout terms, and it doesn't sound like much, it's $10 per person. So for your average family of four, it works out to about $36. If you're just getting the basic $16, which is the minimum benefit you can get if you qualify, that only drops a dollar down to $15. But in Arkansas, we have an average disbursement of about $228, so that'll be taking about a $29 cut. Say the average time when you go to the supermarket and you fill your cart up maybe twice a month, you put about $100 worth of groceries in there. So what we're talking about is looking into that grocery basket and trying to decide what $15 worth of items I pull out. And generally in Arkansas or in the general family, when you're looking to cut big into your budget, you're going to pull the proteins. And that's what worries me.
He says food banks and associated agencies are concerned families, especially those unaware of the cuts, may be forced to make difficult decisions when it comes to buying food, calculating cost against quantity against nutrition. To further complicate matters, Kupchick says the November reductions come when the economy is still struggling and stocking shelves at food banks has been more of a challenge.
The hard thing for us right now is we depend upon contributions of food. And over time, since the demand for contributions has grown, it's getting harder and harder to get them. Some of our standbys who have always given us a reliable amount of product are now saying we don't have something to give. So it's hitting at a bad time when there's less in the pipeline going to donated foods. It's less here that we can get out to where it needs to be.
The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, D.C. estimates about 17%, just over 500,000 people, in Arkansas receive SNAP benefits. And nationally, the number is about 47.6 million people, including 22 million children. The November cuts and how they affect demand for food banks and their client agencies might be a precursor to the landscape after the next farm bill is finalized. More cuts to SNAP benefits could take effect then, too. Ken Kupchick says preparation for higher demand can be better with, of course, food drives and cash donations to food banks and with continued education efforts.
The way we can help them best is to teach them to start using their food pantries first and then fill in behind what they can get from the donated products. So that's the other side of it, is the educational component, getting people to recognize the last thing they need to cut back on is their nutrition. So they need to shop just a little bit smarter.
The idea behind the boost in SNAP funding in 2009 was to provide a temporary increase in benefits that would be phased out in degrees. Legislation in 2010, however, created the sudden reduction that's scheduled to take effect on November 1st. Ken Kupchak with the River Valley Regional Food Bank says banks across the country are trying to spread the word not just about the impending reductions, but also about what he says is a ripple effect for poor states like Arkansas.
For our state, it means $734 million of benefits coming back from the federal government to our state. In this area alone, we're talking $161 million that come in. The USDA determines that there's a multiplier effect when people have money for food and they spend it locally on food. Every $1 billion means 3,300 farm jobs added to the rolls. It also means that because people are paying for their food, have support to pay for their food, they can also pay their utility bills, they can pay their rent, and because of that, other things start happening, and there's a multiplier effect that takes place at that level. So when you're talking a $10.5 million cut in benefits to our area alone, we're stripping the economy of about $20 million.
This is Ozarks at Large.